Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.wordpress.com. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Luke's English Podcast. I would just like to take this opportunity right now at the beginning of the episode to invite you, to give you a special invitation to attend the Luke's English Podcast AGM. The Luke's English Podcast Annual General Meeting. Now, it doesn't actually take place every year. In fact, to be honest, this is the first time it's ever happened, and I've been doing the podcast for about 4 years now. But anyway, I'm still going to call it the AGM, or the Annual General Meeting. Now, in fact, the meeting is going to start in just a few minutes. I don't know if you realised that this meeting was going to take place today. It's kind of a lucky coincidence that you're here, because it means that you'll be able to come into the meeting room in order to, you know, attend the meeting and maybe even take part. I don't know how exactly you're going to take part in a meeting which is just being recorded by one person into a microphone. I don't know how you can actually take part in that. But anyway, just sort of use your imagination. Just go with it, OK? Right, so the meeting is just, it's about to start in just a few minutes. So you've got probably enough time to just go and grab a coffee or get a glass of water or something like that. Maybe just go to the toilet quickly, smoke a cigarette, something like that. If you need to, quickly go and do that. And then you can just come in and join everyone in the meeting room. So So basically, what's the point of the AGM? Well, the reason that I've called the meeting is just basically to, well, give everyone a chance to get together. So just kind of give everyone an opportunity to get together. There's going to be some snacks and some drinks available. I've spent a couple of pounds on, well, frankly, two packets of cheese and onion crisps and one of those small bottles of Coke. So hopefully there'll be enough food and drink for everybody and enough variety to keep everyone happy. Okay, so a chance for everyone to get together and just to, like, you know, have a sip of Coke and maybe a crisp and to sort of chat a little bit. But also it's an opportunity for me to just fill you in on all the latest news from Luke's English Podcast, and generally just kind of wrap things up before the summer holidays, okay? As you know, summer holidays begin in just a couple of days, so I thought it would be good to just sort of, you know, wrap things up and just give you some news and tell you what's been going on just before the holidays, okay? Right, so go on, off you go. Go and get your cigarette or your coffee or your toilet break. I wouldn't recommend doing all of those things at the same time, because quite frankly, well, how many hands do you have? You've probably only got two hands, probably only two. I mean, you might have one, you might have none. I mean, that's possible. I don't expect that you've got three or more. Again, that is possible. I mean, some weird things happen in the world. It's a mysterious place. Sometimes people are born with three arms. They're not supposed to, but it happens. There's nothing wrong with it. If you're listening to this and you've got three arms, four, maybe more arms, maybe you feel shy about it, maybe whenever you go outside people stare at you, well, you won't be judged here at Luke's English Podcast. And if you do have, you know, more limbs than normal, then that's great, that's fine. I suppose it's useful. I don't know if it allows you to smoke, drink coffee and urinate at the same time, then great, good for you. In fact, maybe you're better than the rest of us, and that's the thing that we're missing, is just that third arm which can be used to perform other tasks. Maybe that's our next evolutionary step, who knows? You know, all it takes really is for that guy with the three arms to prove himself as being a much better life partner, so that sort of after women have got used to the idea that he's got three arms and they see that actually this guy's very useful and like much more talented than just the usual two-armed men, maybe the women will suddenly start finding three-armed men more attractive, and that's going to be all the magazines. It's like how to find a three-armed man, or the techniques that you can use to seduce three-armed men, or sex with a three-armed man. How good is it really? You know, that kind of thing. And then, you know, evolution will just do its thing, and it's the three-armed men who will get all the ladies. And just normal two-armed men, or maybe unlucky guys who've got less than two arms. Although I'm sure that there are guys out there, or girls with less than two arms, who have made up for it using, you know, their creativity and their talent to become even better than the standard lazy two-armed people. But eventually, maybe the three-armed people, the few three-armed people that there are, will, you know, managed to procreate, to have sex with more women, maybe. And as a result, our next evolutionary step will be that three-armed men will dominate the gene pool. And as a result, two-armed men are just going to die off. And in the future, we'll all have three arms. We can only hope, can't we? Really, we can only hope. Anyway, good. You've had your cigarette. Good. You've had a coffee. Fine. You've taken a dump. Great. I think it's probably time to start the meeting. So if you'd just like to come through this door, at this point in the podcast episode, hopefully I'll be able to insert the sound of a door opening, and maybe even the sound of like a large room full of people sort of making small talk, getting ready for a large meeting. So hopefully in post-production, I'll be able to add those sound effects into this, and it's going to sound really awesome. Now, if I haven't added any of those sound effects, then, well, I don't know. You're just going to have to imagine it. Maybe I couldn't find the appropriate sound effects on the internet. Maybe I just couldn't be bothered, you know? Maybe I just decided after recording this and uploading it and editing it and doing all the other necessary things, maybe I just thought, you know what? I can't be bothered to search the internet for a free door-opening sound effect. Because that's the sort of thing that can end up taking hours of your time. Unless you're one of these, you know, internet geeks who knows exactly the right website to visit in order to very quickly and efficiently download a free door-opening sound effect. Yeah, maybe you're one of those people and you're thinking, come on, Luke, it shouldn't take you that long. Just less than a second if you've got the right internet connection. Just bang, like that, you've immediately got a door-opening sound effect. Well, maybe instead I can just insert my own door opening sound effect with my voice, because, you know, why not? I mean, it's not real anyway, so who cares? Right, okay, so good, everyone's here. You've all had a cigarette, you've had a coffee, you've showered, you've shaved, and you've emptied your bowels. Good. We're all ready and prepared to get involved in the meeting. So if you'd like to just come through this door. For some reason, that was an unnecessarily creepy door. But, you know, this is Luke's English podcast. The meeting, by the way, let me just tell you about the venue for this meeting. It's we're holding this meeting in a rather lovely old English stately home in the Warwickshire countryside. The home is called Baddesley Clinton House, and it dates back from the Tudor period. It's a really, really lovely old property, you probably will have noticed on the way here the beautiful Tudor architecture and the general sort of mysterious atmosphere that surrounds this property. And I'm sure that you'll agree with me when you say that this really is a fantastic place to hold the Luke's English Podcast annual general meeting. And it's not sort of a spooky place or slightly creepy or scary or anything like that. No, it's definitely not haunted, despite some of the things you might have heard. No, there are no ghosts or poltergeists or... Okay, sure, there is an indelible blood stain on the fireplace, but It's just a legend. It's just a myth. Okay, so let's get the meeting started. Right, so hello, everybody. Hello. Please quieten down. We're about to start the meeting. Thank you very much for coming. As you know, my name is Luke Thompson. Yes, this is me. This is what I actually look like. I know, maybe I look slightly different to how you imagine. Probably look a little bit older than I did when that photo on the website was taken. Yes, I do. I've aged. People age, okay, especially when they've got stressful jobs and they have to spend, you know, difficult times producing episodes of multi-award-winning international podcasts. It takes its toll on you, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm very glad to see you all here. It's a pleasure for me to be able to not only speak to you, but to look at you and then talk to you and maybe even sell you a used car, maybe at the end of the day. That's right, I'm selling my car. I have a white what's my car? It's a white Ford Escort van. It's a J-Reg from, it's pretty old, it's from 1994. 1994 Ford Escort Transit van. So if anyone's interested in buying that, then they could just come and see me after the show. That's not real, by the way. I've just made that up. But if you are interested in purchasing my 1994 Ford Escort Transit van, then you can just come and see me after this meeting. Right, so hopefully you will have received the agenda for the meeting today. Has everyone got the agenda? Yeah, good. Okay, most of you have got a printout of the agenda there. If you haven't got the agenda, maybe you didn't get my email, then you can find the agenda online. It's now been published online. You can find it at teacherluke.wordpress.com and just find the page for this episode. This is the annual general meeting of Luke's English Podcast. If you go there, you'll be able to see the agenda. You'll see that there are many, many, many points to be dealt with on the agenda. Now, this is Luke's English Podcast, so, you know, to be honest, the agenda is pretty random. Some things are, I guess, are kind of more important than others, but these are just the things that I wrote down that were just in my mind that I really wanted to deal with in this meeting. So, very crucial, very important things that have to be dealt with, okay? So let me just very quickly go through the agenda and then I'll go through it again in more detail, okay? So point one, new listeners. Number two, just general thank you. Point three, sweat, perspiration, sweat. I'll come back to that. Point four, that's recent episodes of Luke's English Podcast. Point five is just a baseline, okay? A baseline. I'll be dealing with that in a few moments. The next point is the best voice for Luke's English Podcast, the most appropriate voice. After that, we have transcripts, the toilet seat. That's very important. After that, the PlayStation 3 system updates. A bit of a sticking point that we're going to have to talk about. After that, we have just the general subject of time, just time in general. Next is happy music, okay, just happy music, all right? After that, method actors, Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. We'll come to that in due course. After that, something very important, very significant, that's the pedagogical approach behind Luke's English Podcast, and I'll be expanding on that in due course. After that, the subject of whiskey in meetings, whiskey. That's all kinds of whiskey, scotch, single malt, bourbon, Jack Daniels, and so on. We'll be talking about that in a moment. If you'd like to have a glass, there's a cabinet just over there at the back, so feel free to help yourself. After whiskey and meetings, we'll be talking about background music, okay? Background music, different types of background music. Okay, after that, we're going to take a small detour, and we're going to talk about the set list show, set list. Okay, maybe if you've been part of the email chain that's been going around about Setlist, if you've been on YouTube recently, you'll probably know what that is. But if you don't know, don't worry, I'll go through it in detail later on. The next point is all about meeting listeners. That's meeting listeners to Luke's English Podcast. To be honest, I've lost count of all the points on this agenda right now. But anyway, the next point is all about music mixes. That's mixes you can download from the internet. Following that, just a small point to clarify about holidays and weather. The next point after that will be about my new job. After that, I'll just briefly mention the subject of merchandise. Following that will be something on new episodes of Luke's English Podcast. A point worth mentioning will be the subject of wearing trainers without socks and the general dangers of that. And just following on from that point, the dangers of wearing flip-flops in Paris. There's a rather unfortunate story connected to that, which I'll be outlining later on in the meeting. After that, I'll be talking about the sound of your own voice, just generally the sound of your own voice. The next point on the list is Zdeněk Lukas. I hope I've pronounced his name correctly. Zdeněk Lukas. I'll be mentioning a contributor to Luke's English Podcast in due course. I'll talk about Zdeněk at some point in the episode. After that, I'll be talking about the length of episodes, just in general, the length of episodes of Luke's English Podcast. Following that, a quick point about the movie Pacific Rim. Pacific Rim, yes. Yeah, you know that. You know what it is? Yeah, the big robots. Big robots punching monsters. Yes, that's right. Like a bit like Godzilla. Yeah, okay, good. Next point will be statistics, just general website statistics. Then I'll talk about emails. I'm going to talk a little bit about the new Star Wars movie. And then finally, there'll be a chance for you to bring up any other business that you have. So the AOBs will be dealt with at the end. That's any other business. If you would like to interrupt me at any time during this meeting, then I just suggest that you don't, okay? Because that's rude and it's just inappropriate. Not really. I'm joking, really. No, if you do have any comments or questions, if you'd like to just stop me at any time, then please feel free to do so. I imagine that you won't be able to do that because of the nature of the way in which I'm recording this, and you're going to be listening to it at a later time. But maybe, I don't know, maybe you've got a time machine and you'll be able to like travel back in time to the moment when I'm recording this and come and visit me. I realise that you probably don't know my address, but we'll just forget about that plot detail, shall we, and just move on. Right, so you've got the agenda. I think we should get started, okay? So is everyone ready? Yes, good. You're all comfortable and everything fine. Just please feel free to just relax, use the comfortable sofas as a way of chilling out. You can, if you like, you can use the zero gravity room and just float. You'll hear the sound of my voice being beamed into the room through speakers. So you can just go into the zero gravity chamber and just float around. I do recommend that as an interesting way of listening to the podcast. It can really allow you to focus on the voice. More specifically, so you can use the zero gravity chamber. You can just relax on the sofa. There's a beach there. You can see the very nice sandy beach on this side of the meeting room. You can just sort of lie down on the beach if you like and relax. The waves might just help you to chill out a bit. Go for a swim if you like. You just basically do what the hell you want, because this is a virtual reality meeting, and it's not really happening. So just use your imagination. Maybe if you want to imagine that, ladies, if it makes you feel any better, you can just picture yourself with your arms wrapped around George Clooney while you're listening to this. Gentlemen, maybe you can just do the same thing, but insert a movie star or your crush in the place of George Clooney. So, I don't know who it's going to be, Scarlett Johansson. Just imagine that Scarlett Johansson is undressing, maybe, in front of you. If that sounds a little bit pervy, then fine. You could just whatever you want, just whatever will turn you on. You could just think of something else if you want. Just whatever makes you feel comfortable. Right, it's time to get started with the meeting. So the first item on the agenda is new listeners. And I would just like to welcome any new listeners to Luke's English Podcast. Hello. It's very nice to have you with us. You're part of the team now. I hope that you continue listening. Obviously, I realise that some new listeners probably start with episode one, which goes back to over 4 years ago, April 2009, I believe. March 2009, something like that. That's when I did episode one. So you've got like four and a bit years to catch up on. So maybe in about 4 years, they will finally get to this and then they'll feel welcome. It's going to take you 4 years before you feel like you're part of the team. But anyway, welcome to all the new listeners. I hope you've enjoyed episodes 113, episode 1 to 140, something like that. Hope you've enjoyed all the episodes so far. And welcome to the show. And welcome to all the... Hello to all the old listeners. Not that you're old. A lot of you are beautifully young and sprightly. But welcome to everyone. And hello. It's very nice to have you with me. It's good to be talking to the team from Luke's English Podcast. I realise that some people out there, some of my fans, are genuinely, truly devoted to Luke's English Podcast, and I appreciate that very much. Obviously, I understand why you are. I mean, of course you're devoted to this. Why wouldn't you be? Sometimes I consider forming this community into some kind of an organisation, and there's a few different options available to me there. I could turn you into a kind of a... maybe a team of ninjas that could be useful. I could send you out on missions. I could send you off to the BBC to jeopardize or sabotage their podcast in a desperate attempt to get more people to listen to this. So you could become my sort of ninja assassins, or we could just set up some kind of religious cult, and then we can sort of worship aliens from space or something. But that, frankly, is a bit ridiculous. How I consider you is just like a team of undercover secret agents which have been posted in different locations around the world, and that if I needed to, if it was necessary, I could call upon all of you to complete some kind of mission. It would probably be quite an easy mission. It would probably be something like just I don't know what it would be. What could a good mission be? I mean, just something nice, like just go and get some ice cream. That's it. That kind of mission. But anyway, welcome to all the listeners. Welcome to the cult and this sect of listeners that I've gathered around me. It's great to have you with us. I hope you agree. If you do agree, give us a nice sort of cheer and a round of applause. I realise I have to insert the sound of a cheer and a round of applause there, but hopefully I've been able to find one of those on the internet. Let's hear it again just to make sure that I've done it. So welcome everybody to Luke's English Podcast. It's great to have you with us. Give us a nice cheer and a round of applause. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you. Right, so that actually leads us on to point two quite neatly, and that is thank you. And I would just like to say a very sincere thanks to all the listeners to Luke's English Podcast. You really are wonderful people, and you make all of this possible. Without you, there would be no podcast. I know that obviously without me, there would be no podcast too. In fact, maybe I'm perhaps the most important part of this process. But anyway, without you, there would be no ears to listen to this. But genuinely, with all sincerity, thanks very much for listening to the podcast, and thank you for being so enthusiastic about it over the years, including doing things like just, you know, commenting on episodes, commenting on Facebook with very positive responses, liking the videos on YouTube, sending in donations, which are very important. They help to keep the podcast alive. Thank you if you've done that. Thank you also for things like emails which you've sent to me, which are very, very encouraging and which allow me to keep doing this. And thank you for any other content, any other contact or any other just nice stuff that you've done. Thanks to Andrew for sending me all that chocolate. I really appreciate it very much. Someone sent me chocolate. Sent me a massive pack of chocolate. It just arrived at my work, and there it was, 10 huge packs of chocolate. Amazing. I'm fat now as a result. I'm fat, but I'm happy. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you to everyone else too. There are loads of people I could mention, loads of names. I can't name them all. You know who you are. Thank you very much for listening and enjoying the podcast. I mean, you know, I'm sure you're feeling the benefits. I'm sure you're realizing that this is damn good for your English. So everyone's happy. Right. Point three, recent episodes of Luke's English podcast. Just wanted to just comment a little bit on some recent episodes. The last one was all about ghost stories. I listened back to it just recently. And yeah, it's pretty creepy. Some of those stories are actually genuinely creepy. They do make me feel a bit weird. But listening back to it, I can't help thinking that I'm just rambling on and on and on. But that's what you want, isn't it, I suppose? You want to hear me talking. You want to hear real British English as it actually is spoken. That's why you listen to Luke's English podcast. So I suppose I'm not the target listener for the podcast. When I listen back to it, I can't help kind of picking out all the things that I wish I'd done differently. And I can't help thinking, oh my God, I just go on and on and on. But that's the whole point of Luke's English podcast. It's so that you can listen to someone going on and on and on. And I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, the listeners, the learners of English or teachers of English or whoever you are. I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to myself. So when I listen back to episodes myself, yeah, sure, I might feel a bit sort of frustrated hearing the sound of my own voice. But ultimately, I'm not the target listener. You are. And in fact, I've had comments coming in about recent episodes, for example, ghost stories or the episode called Hard Driving, in which I took a car and drove it around Paris, and other episodes, including ones about movies and other subjects. So I'm very happy to see that people have been enjoying recent episodes. And I've got loads of other ideas in my head, which I'll come to in a moment. So that's it, really, about recent episodes. I'm glad that I've had good responses. I'm glad that people enjoy them. Personally, me, I'm not completely satisfied with anything I do, to be honest with you. I'm never satisfied. When I listen back to things, I think, ah, God, you know, I'd like to do it differently. I wish I had more time to edit more carefully. But, you know, what can you do when you're searching for perfection, ladies and gentlemen? When you're a perfectionist like me, it's difficult to be happy with your work. Am I a perfectionist? I don't know. Anyway, that brings us on to the next point in the agenda. Oh, I've just realised I missed a point in the agenda. That was point three, sweat. And the only thing I have to say about that is that it's very hot and I'm sweating all the time. There you go. There's a nice image for you. But my sweat is beautifully fragrant. It smells of jasmine and it smells of the scent of young roses on a spring morning. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful smell. It's clean. It smells also, there's a slight sense of like soap, maybe just a slight under smell, if that's a word, of just the general vibe of cleanliness. Okay, good. Right. I'm glad I cleared that up. Right. The next point on the agenda is baseline. Baseline. Now, this is very important because I've had this baseline going round and round and round in my head for about 4 hours today. I woke up with it and I just need to share it with you because I think it's an awesome, amazing baseline. This is the baseline from a track called Forget Me Nots by Patrice Rushton, who you might not know, but she was a keyboard player in the 1970s and 1980s from America. And this track has got an amazing bass line. Whoever is playing it, and I don't know his name, he's playing a kind of slap bass, and I think he's playing it on a Fender Precision Bass. I mean, judging by the sound of the guitar, it sounds like a Fender Precision Bass. Anyway, I just really like it, and when I really, really like something, I feel the need to share it with other people. So that's it. I just wanted to play you the bass line. Okay, so we've got the speaker system set up, yeah? Yeah, you ready? The volume turned up properly? John? Sean? Okay. I don't know where they are. I think maybe they're out the back having a drink. Sean? Yeah. Yes, please. Yeah, can you turn it on? All right. Thanks, mate. Thanks. Okay, so this is a little extract of Forget Me Nots by Patrice Rushton. Check out the amazing bass line on this. Eh? Yeah? It's pretty good, isn't it? Boom, 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 boom. Come on, that's amazing, isn't it? I don't know, maybe you're thinking, yeah, I'm not that impressed, Luke. No, it's not my kind of music. It's not my kind of thing. In fact, to be honest, I've heard this before. I don't like it, frankly, because it sounds like the music from Men in Black. Okay, it sounds like the music from the movie Men in Black. Well, to be honest, Men in Black, Will Smith, they sampled this. So they just sampled it and changed the lyrics and stuff, and it's not as good. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. So that's the point about the bass line. Okay, good. So moving on to the next point on the agenda, and we've got a lot of points to deal with, okay? So we're going to have to sort of speed up a little bit, I think. The next point on the agenda is about the best voice that I should use for Luke's English podcast. This is just something I wonder about sometimes, and I'd like to get your input. So if you do have any comments, please leave a comment under this episode, or just say something now, just shout out and just go, Luke, like, and try and get my attention. Luke, like that. And you could do your best, but I'm not going to be able to hear you. So it doesn't matter how loud you shout, Luke, you're not going to get my attention. So anyway, I'm just going to talk about it. And if you have any input, then just send me a message. OK, good. Right. So what's the best voice that I should use for Luke's English podcast? How should I speak now? Obviously, I should just be myself, shouldn't I? I should just speak like myself. But sometimes I think that it's necessary to speak in a slightly different way in order to grab the attention of the listeners. That's you. That's you people out there who are actually listening directly to this with your ears. You could try listening to it with other parts of your body, but that's not going to work. So if I add a slightly dramatic element into the way that I speak, I obviously sound a bit like a news reporter at this point. Maybe I'm a BBC news reporter covering a very important political story, because it's at moments like this that you realise that this is why the language of news or factual programming is presented in this kind of way as a method of certainly bringing home to you just how important and significant these events really are. So I could continue to talk to you in this way, and maybe it would hold your attention for a short period, but after a while it's going to become rather boring and irritating, I think you'd imagine. I think you'd agree. Anyway, I'm not sure that this is the appropriate tone to be using for this kind of podcast, because it's, well, frankly, Luke's English podcast is a little bit more informal. I think it's a bit more relaxed, a bit more easygoing. So maybe I could sort of speak in this kind of voice. So, hello, you're listening to Luke's English podcast. This is still the voice of a television presenter, but in this situation, I'm using a slightly more friendly, slightly more informal way of talking to the camera, or in this case, a microphone, just as a way of just establishing that, yes, this is a respectable programme and the things that we're talking about are factual, but at the same time, it's a bit like you're just sharing a lunch with a very knowledgeable and slightly patronising friend. So I could speak like that. I could just speak in my normal voice, which is what I do normally. So let's see, what's a normal way for me to talk? Let's see, maybe I'm just sort of maybe I'm talking to a friend on the phone. And maybe I should do the podcast as if I'm just chatting to a friend on the phone. So it would be like, all right, mate. Yeah. All right. So how's it going? Okay. Good. Yeah. I just thought I'd call just because I'm doing a podcast. No, not really. No. Well, only if you don't mind. You don't mind? Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, have you got any? Yeah, you do. All right. So I don't need to bring some. All right. That's cool. No. Really? Okay, all right, well, fine. No, I don't have to come now. I can come in a bit. Just let me know. Just give me a call. All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'll hang around here for a bit, and when you're out and about, then just give me a call. Just let me know, okay? Because I wouldn't want to interrupt or anything, because obviously... Yeah, really? Is she? She didn't. No. Well, I don't know. All right, well, maybe I'll just leave you to it. Well, just give me a call anyway. Just tell me what happens. Okay, mate. All right. Okay. No, I'll leave it at home. Yeah, it's probably for the best. Oh, you know, no, I wouldn't want to make her jealous. No. Okay. All right. Cool. Okay. Okay, mate. All right. Okay. 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 All right, mate. All right. No. I don't. No. No. I'm not even speaking English now. No. Okay. All right. All right, mate. Okay. Bye then. Bye. 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 Goodbye. See you. Cheers. No. Get lost, all right? Just go. Never call me again. I'm just kidding. See you later. Bye. Maybe I should do the podcast like that, but it's going to be weird, isn't it? Especially since you can only hear one half of the conversation. That's how I naturally speak, but it's not necessarily the best way to do episodes of Luke's English Podcast. There are billions of other voices that I could do this podcast in. I'm not going to do them all now. That's another episode of the podcast, I think. It's kind of one of my catchphrases. I think that's going to be a whole new episode of Luke's English Podcast in the future, so stay tuned for that. That could be a completely new episode, a whole other episode of the podcast about that subject. Maybe one of these days I'm going to do an episode of the podcast where I just list things that would be good subjects for other episodes of other podcasts in the future. I could easily do that. Right, next item on the agenda is transcripts. Transcripts. Okay. Those are transcriptions of every word that is said in episodes of Luke's English Podcast. And if you have visited the website, teacherluke.wordpress.com, then you'll see that a lot of the episodes now have transcripts. And in fact, there are more and more transcripts coming all the time from different places. Sometimes I produce them. Sometimes they are produced by listeners who write their transcripts to episodes and send them to me. And sometimes they're just produced by my mum because she's nice. So going back to transcripts which have been sent in by listeners, thank you very much, first of all. Thank you to listeners who have sent in transcripts. It's very good of you to do that, but also very clever of you because you realise that that is perhaps one of the best ways to improve your English. Well, it's one of the ways that you can do it. But if you've ever tried to write a transcript of one of these episodes, you'll know it's really hard and it's really time-consuming. It takes ages, but it's a very, very good exercise for your English. It's a very, very thorough way of pushing your English because it makes you focus on every single word. And it reveals certain gaps that you might have in your vocabulary or certain gaps that you have in your understanding of pronunciation. It's quite a revealing exercise. So I'd suggest that you try and transcribe some stuff. But if you do transcribe some things, send them to me. Okay, send them to me. Now, that's when I suddenly get a lot of responsibility because it becomes my responsibility to proofread the transcripts. So in a way, I'm kind of making even more work for myself by asking you to send in transcripts. But if you've written one, do send it in, because eventually I will be able to proofread the script and then make sure it's ready to be published, and then I can put it on the website. And then that's when you're saving the world. That's when you're making the world a much better place because you're sharing the transcript with everybody else, and that can be very, very useful for many people. They can actually read all the words that I'm saying. It can help them to understand. It can help them to notice any gaps that they have, as I've said, in their vocab, grammar, pronunciation, and so on. So it can be a very, very useful tool. Just one thing, though, when you do send a transcript to me, it means that I have to take time to read through it very carefully. And sometimes, I mean, what I really have to do is read it while I'm listening to that episode. So that means I have to focus purely on that. I have to just lock myself in. I can't talk to my girlfriend. I can't do any of the housework. I can't go to work. I can't use the toilet, do any basic things that I have to do. Obviously, I can use the toilet. I can just stop and go and come back. But you know what I mean. So sometimes it does take quite a lot of time for me to get the transcripts online. But I get there in the end. There you go, transcripts. Next item on the agenda, the toilet seat. This is just a general announcement for everybody here in the building. Please remember to put the toilet seat up when you've finished. And I'm talking to the men here, really. We've had a number of complaints from women working in the building that the toilet seats are always left... I'm getting confused, aren't I? It happens to me easily. I'm a man. I get confused by the toilet seat. Sorry, let me just repeat this, okay, to make sure everyone's got it. Is everyone listening? Yeah, you're still listening? John! Oh, I don't know where John is. I don't know what's happened to him. Anyway, yes, the toilet seat. So we've had a number of complaints from some women in the office who say that they don't like it when the toilet seat is left up. So gentlemen, please, when you've finished using the seat, or maybe some women, if you do it that way, can you remember to put the seat down again? In fact, put the whole thing, put both seats down. Just close the lid on the toilet. Okay, now don't ask too many questions why. I know it's not fair. I know it doesn't make sense. Just do it, okay? Because otherwise, women will not be happy, okay? It's important. Trust me, it's important that women are happy, okay? If women are not if women are not happy, no one is happy. Do you understand? So make the women happy. Put the toilet seat down. Good. Right, I'm just going to draw a line under that. I know that men, you might have responses to that. Send me an email, okay? But please, just put the toilet seats down. I don't understand it either, really. There's no real logic there, considering, you know. I don't really understand it myself. Just do it, because we're making the world happier, 50% happier. Women are important. Women's happiness is important because it affects everyone. It's like nuclear weapons, okay? I'm not going to expand on that any further because it doesn't make sense. I know that the analogy between women and nuclear weapons is a bit shaky. But just, anyway, put the toilet seat down when you've finished, okay? Thank you very much. Or, gentlemen, just use the urinal. Urinal, doesn't matter how you pronounce it. Just use another method. If you have to, just go to the bottom of the garden and pee there, okay? Good. Or if you're French, you can just do it in the street. Okay, fine. Just a little joke at the French there, but it's my prerogative. I can do that if I want, because I live here. I'm paying taxes, French people, so I'm allowed to make fun of you. Okay, you can make fun of me, say that I don't know how to cook properly, just, you know, say that I've got no dress sense. Do whatever you want. I don't care. Okay, we're just trading jokes. Fine. Right, that's the end of that point. Toilet seat dealt with. Next point is about the PlayStation 3 system updates, and it's just a question, really. And I'd like to, when I see you in the building later on this year, I'd like you to just sort of give me your input on this. Why is it that every time I turn on my PlayStation 3, I have to perform a system update? I have to download and install software every single damn time I start my PlayStation 3, I have to wait for up to 30 minutes to install system updates. Why is that? Yesterday, I wanted to play Max Payne 3, right? I had to wait an hour before I could actually play any of the damn game because of all the system updates, okay? So, just can anyone explain that to me, please? John? Right, thank you. Next item is the question of time. Time, that's it. It's just, there isn't enough. Right, next point on the agenda, that's happy music. So I just wanted to share this with you, just music that makes me happy. Okay, I'm just going to play you a little bit of music that makes me happy. Hopefully it's just going to make you a little bit happier. And that's going to make you work harder, and the economy is going to improve, and life will be better. Okay, so just listen to this, and then we'll carry on. All right. As I said, feel free to have a bit of Coca-Cola. There's not much left, and it's gone warm now. But anyway, you could have some if you like. All right, some happy music. Here we are. So how's that? Is it making you feel? Is that making you feel any happier at all? No. How about if I just sort of talk about some really depressing things while you're listening to this, and let's see if that really confuses you? Because music that's so upbeat and happy like this, I don't think it's possible to feel depressed when you're listening to this. But let's try. I'm just going to try and talk to you about some very depressing things and see if it works. Okay. So you know that feeling when you wake up on a Monday morning. And you don't, not only do you not want to get up and go to work because you hate your job and you hate everybody there. But you also realise that there's really not much point in going on living. I mean, what really ultimately, what's the point of it all? I mean, because essentially you just get old and you get weak and you get sick and then you die. You never achieve any of the ambitions you wanted to achieve. You never really get any genuine satisfaction. All you experience more and more is just a sense of pain and disappointment. So really, why bother? Just why bother doing anything? Why don't you just stay in bed and just touch yourself? I mean, really, there's not much more to it than that, is there? I don't know if this has affected you in any way, if it's making you feel depressed. If it has done, if you feel affected by any of the issues I've just mentioned, please feel free to send me an email or to contact your local GP who may be able to give you advice or maybe prescribe you a series of antidepressant drugs which can help to conquer these feelings. Otherwise, you could just listen to this piece of music again and everything, I guarantee, will be absolutely fantastic. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks very much for listening to this presentation of the happiest music in the world. I've been Luke Thompson. Good night. And good night. Good night. Good. Right. I had to time the ending of that properly. So I think you'd agree it's impossible to feel depressed or sad when you're listening to that music, right? That, by the way, if you're interested, was the Heinz Orchestra. Heinz, the S like Heinz Beans. That was the Heinz Orchestra, and the track was called Young Sound. And what an amazing piece of music it is, guaranteed to cheer you up at any time. Right, moving on. That's happy music. Right, so Robert De Niro and Al Pacino is the next item on the agenda. What happened to them? What happened to them? They were great. They used to be the best actors in Hollywood. Now they just churn out crap. Can you sort it out, please, Robert? And Al, make some good movies again. You're some of my favourite movie stars, and these days you're rubbish. So just sort it out. Okay, good, fine. They used to work for me. They used to work at my company. I let them go in order to allow them to work on more movie projects. And they haven't done anything good recently, have they? I don't know. I haven't seen all of their work, to be honest. Maybe you've seen some Al Pacino movie where Al Pacino is like, ho-ha, you know, and he did it well, because these days when he goes, oh, you know, it's like, yeah, I've seen it before, Al. You know, just give me something new. It's like, okay, in this movie, I'm going to be a cop, but I'm going to be very tired. I've seen it before, Al Pacino. Okay, I'm going to be a cop who's got a caffeine addiction problem. And I wake up in the morning and I speak very quietly like this. And then when I've had a coffee, I suddenly start shouting for no reason. That's a possibility. Okay, so Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, send me a message. Tell me what you've been up to. I hope to see you in a decent movie at some point in the future. Next item on the agenda is my pedagogical approach to Luke's English podcast. And this is where I just wanted to explain some of the approaches that I had behind doing this podcast. Educational methods, like teaching approaches and styles and techniques. Again, I'm going to have to devote a whole other episode to this because there isn't time, because I've already been talking for 48 minutes and I'm less than halfway through the agenda. Right, so in a nutshell, my main aim for doing this is to encourage people to listen to English as it really is spoken, and just to listen, because in my opinion, the students of English, the learners of English that I meet, and I regularly meet them every day from all over the world, the students I've come into contact with don't do enough listening. They don't listen enough. And why? Why don't they do it? Well, because they just don't really think of it. I mean, you listening to this, you're special. Okay, you listen to Luke's English podcast. Well done. You've made a step in the right direction. But a lot of people, they don't listen enough. So how can you expect to improve your English enough when you're not being exposed to English in the form of listening enough, right? So all I want people to do is just listen a lot. And I know that the way to get people listening is to engage them directly into the listening process, right? So just to draw them in, to grab their attention. So pretty much anything I'm trying to do, I mean, and it's more complex than this, but there are, at any given time in my podcast, I'm just trying to think of how can I keep their attention and lock them in so that they're listening to every single word of this. Because after how many episodes, 140 episodes, that's going to be a massive help. And in a way, all you need to do is just listen and enjoy it. There is an approach by a guy called Krashen, who came up with this idea of the language acquisition theory. And in that theory, he says that basically language isn't so much learned. No, you don't like directly learn the language by studying it, although that helps, definitely helps. We also just acquire language just as part of a communicative process, right? So you acquire it, you just pick it up. Now, I don't think that's the entire story. That's not the only way to learn, but it's definitely true to an extent. You know, I think it's very important to just connect with English, focus on understanding the message that you're listening to, just get involved in the communicative process. Now, that's not just a conversation. That can also be listening to something like this, because this is an interaction. You are interacting with this because all of your thoughts and your feelings and your knowledge is combining with what you're hearing, and you're interacting with it in your own head and consuming what you're listening to. So that process can be very effective as a way of just taking on or picking up or acquiring English. You hear chunks of language, you hear very commonly occurring phrases or combinations of words, and your brain is storing all of these things in a kind of database in your head. And so eventually, after listening to enough stuff and engaging and understanding it properly and really focusing on it and feeling like you're personally involved in it, eventually your brain will be creating a kind of instinct for what's correct and incorrect in the language. Okay, so that's part of what I'm trying to do. But there are other aspects to it too. For example, the fact that I can share certain phrases or certain things about language. Recent episodes have been less focused on language. They've been more focused on topics or focused on other things to try and engage your attention. I've been interviewing friends, for example, in the recent episodes with a cup of tea with Sebastian Marx, or the one with my dad. That's a chance for you to interact, because you can send in questions via Facebook, and it's kind of another way to engage you in the communicative process. But it's a complex thing. I've been an English teacher for 12 years. I'm university graduate. I've got a higher diploma in English language teaching to adults. I'm fully qualified. I've done lots of academic studying into the process of learning English as a second language. I hope that I know what I'm doing and I know what I'm talking about. You're just going to have to trust me. Just what I ask you to do is just listen carefully, try and understand what I'm saying, and just enjoy the experience of listening to Luke's English podcast. And if you do that, you will reap the rewards eventually. Right, next item on the agenda is whiskey in meetings. So I'd just like to say some people in the building do enjoy a glass of whiskey in a meeting. And that's fine. That's absolutely fine. You can keep doing that. They did it in the 70s and things were okay then. So I don't see why we can't continue to do it now. Just do it in moderation. Don't drink too much, because it's difficult to achieve anything in a meeting when you are asleep. Okay, that's all. Next point is about background music. And sometimes I wonder whether I should add background music to episodes of the podcast. For example, we could hear some sort of mysterious atmospheric ambient music, a bit like this. So that's kind of nice and relaxing, isn't it? Slightly mysterious, maybe. Can you hear that? Now, I wonder how that affects the general atmosphere of the podcast. Does it help? Does it help you to learn words? I don't know, but it's nice, isn't it? It's interesting. Sometimes I think I'm going to add a layer of space sounds behind this episode of the podcast in an attempt to create a mysterious atmosphere, which could be conducive to the learning of vocabulary and pronunciation. But, we could have that, this kind of music from out of space, or we could have I mean, like the happy music from earlier on, although it's difficult to sustain that level of happiness for the whole length of an episode. Or we could go for a more of a kind of a smooth, sort of mellow jazz sound, a bit like this. Listening to Luke's English Podcast. Nice. This is quite possibly the smoothest podcast on the internet. So why don't you just slide off your trousers and get involved in listening to another episode of quite possibly the nicest and most lovely, most beautiful and smooth sound of the internet in English. So it's kind of nice vibe, yeah, you know what I mean? It's a nice feeling if you're listening to this. You're probably thinking, Luke, what is that beautiful sound? Well, that's Herbie Hancock, great pianist, playing the piano with some other guys playing other instruments. So maybe it's kind of a hip, groovy sort of sound. Hey, kids, I'm down with the latest sounds of this new music called jazz. Or maybe you're thinking, come on, Grandad, that music's a little bit old-fashioned now, isn't it? In which case, maybe I should play you something more like this. Yep, I know what you might be thinking. You might be thinking, oh, God, Luke, what's this horrible noise? Oh, God, I'm confused. It's electronic. It's too intense. But, you know, this could provide, like, some kind of amazing backing track to a very hyper, very intense version of Luke's English Podcast. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. It's probably the most high-energy podcast episode of the... Now there's a person rapping. She's rapping. I don't understand what she's saying. Speaking too fast. Rapping. Rapping on the podcast, speaking too fast on the podcast. Making an ass of myself on the podcast, speaking too fast. Wow. Oh Lord, that was intense. I was like trying to rap, I couldn't rap. Someone else was rapping while I was rapping, it didn't work. It's just weird. Now we've got some strange sounds going on. What's happened in this annual general meeting, ladies and gentlemen? What's going on? It's weird. Are we being taken over by aliens here? What is happening? Because it's like the future. Suddenly the future's arrived. Is this what happens when the future arrives? The robots have taken over already? Oh my God! Suppose this could be a futuristic version of Luke's English Podcast. The one where the robots come down from space and they take over the world. It's actually not bad, I quite enjoy it. But no, quite frankly, it's probably better if we don't have very intense electronic music made by robot aliens being played in the background of future episodes of Luke's English Podcast. Maybe it's okay sometimes, but basically the main thing is, can you understand and follow what I'm saying? Maybe it's okay to sort of add a bit of atmosphere by using music sometimes, but the main thing is the voice, the music of the voice. I suppose that's what it is. And I don't know what kind of music my voice creates. I don't know, like amazing sort of jazz... I'm going to just end that sentence there. So I need to move much more quickly because I've nearly at 1 hour. In fact, you know what we're going to do? Let's take a quick break, okay? We're just going to have a quick break. You can just nip to the loo. You can go and make a telephone call, try and persuade someone to come and collect you so you don't need to attend the rest of the meeting. Just do whatever you've got to do. Go to the bank to get some money so you can make a donation. Maybe you need to try and go to the iTunes store in order to download that last piece of music, which was called Wonky. That's W-O-N-K-Y, Wonky by Orbital. Okay, so if you wanted to hear that again, you could just look for Wonky by Orbital. Otherwise, you could just, you know, avoid it at all costs. Maybe you need to go and have a lie down in a darkened room with a cup of tea. Just do whatever you've got to do, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back soon in the next part of this annual general meeting, where I will go through the second half of the agenda, which I now realise is far too long, and I've got no time management skills at all, and I also ramble almost incoherently sometimes. I just ramble on. That's probably why things always take far too long in this company, Luke's English Podcast. It's not a company. It's just a... It's just a podcast. Thanks for listening to this, and thanks very much for attending this annual general meeting, the very first annual general meeting. Even though the podcast has been running for 4 years, it's still the first annual general meeting. Stay tuned for part two, which should be available in your general area, your kind of internet sort of area. That's not a technical term. Soon. Okay? Right, so thanks everyone. If you could just like to pick up any cups that you've used and just put them in the bin and do close the door on your way out. Thank you very much for attending the meeting, and I'll see you at the next part, okay, which is going to start very soon. All right? Good. Cheers. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks again for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, you can visit teacherluke.wordpress.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.